Good morning on this Friday. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. This weekend, the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art opens a recently reassembled exhibit of modern American art the U.S. State Department recalled from an overseas tour in the 1940s. KGOU's Brian Hardzinski looks at the political climate that interrupted advancing American art.
In 1946, Harry Truman had been in the White House for a little more than a year after unexpectedly inheriting the presidency in the closing days of World War II.
Tragic fate has thrust upon us grave responsibilities. We must carry on.
A new Republican majority elected to both the U.S. House and Senate in the fall solidified a bipartisan conservative skepticism of foreign entanglement that clashed with a so-called liberal internationalism within the U.S. Department of State.
The art exhibition was a way to sort of convince Europeans that Americans were cosmopolitan and worldly and not just the uncultured rubes of the New World.
Landon Storrs is an associate professor of history at the University of Iowa and the author of The Second Red Scare and the Unmaking of the New Deal Left.
So this is an effort to persuade non-communist Europeans that the country that is now providing military and economic leadership is culturally coming of age.
Mark White is the chief curator at the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art. He told KGOU's Worldviews Congress had a real problem with the State Department buying artwork, especially pieces that could be considered controversial.
It didn't always show the best image of the United States. So it might show an image of poverty, or it might show an image of some sort of political or social concern.
In March 1947, President Harry Truman delivered a speech before Congress outlining what became known as the Truman Doctrine.
If we falter in our leadership, we may endanger the peace of the world, and we shall surely endanger the welfare of this nation.
Truman, of course, in his Truman Doctrine, terrified the public by warning of this huge danger of Soviet expansionism and persuading Congress to send $400 million in aid to Greece and Turkey.
But there's a contradiction here, and that military and economic aid didn't necessarily mean Truman was willing to engage in cultural diplomacy.
He publicly disparaged this entire exhibit. In a way, it was an attempt by the newly elected Republican majority to, I guess, clean house of the last remnants of the New Deal.
After a series of congressional hearings, the new Secretary of State, George Marshall, recalled the exhibit, the same George Marshall whose name later became synonymous with the four-year plan to rebuild Europe's economy. Despite Democrats regaining both houses of Congress in 1948, Storrs says she doesn't think the exhibit's fate would have changed.
By 48, the State Department is using all its political capital to promote the Marshall Plan. I think things only got worse.
Mark White says cultural diplomacy still has life today, although not to the extent attempted in the 1940s. For KGOU, I'm Brian Hardzinski.
Art Interrupted, Advancing American Art and the Politics of Cultural Diplomacy opens this weekend at the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art with a day-long symposium that starts at 9 this morning. Both Mark White and Landon Storrs will be on that panel. You can hear White's full interview by visiting the Worldviews page at kgou.org.